Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Real Love by Sharon Salzberg, a compelling guide published in 2017 that focuses on dismantling the habits and cultural conditioning preventing us from forming meaningful connections with others. Salzberg, a pioneer in the field of meditation and a New York Times best-selling author, uses her profound understanding of mindfulness to expand our notions of love beyond traditional bounds. Through practical advice, she shows us how to enhance our relationships and cultivate a life filled with more joy. Real Love is an essential read, not just for couples seeking to navigate conflict constructively, but also for individuals grappling with low self-esteem who wish to foster self-love. It extends an invitation to anyone yearning for deeper connections in their lives. With Salzberg's notable credentials, including her impactful work through columns for On Being and Huffington Post, along with her own podcast, The Meta Hour, she brings Buddhist teachings into modern, accessible dialogues that resonate with a Western audience. Join us as we explore how real love can transform your understanding of relationships, steering you towards lasting, authentic connections and a richer, more loving life. Real Love, the Art of Mindful Connection. Introduction. Dive into a world of endless love and joy. What imagery does the word love conjure up for you? For many, it evokes heartwarming scenes of intimate dinners, belly laughs shared with friends, and the tender moments spent soothing a child to sleep. These snapshots of love, compelling as they are, represent just a sliver of love's true scope. They suggest that love is reserved for those nearest and dearest to us, obscuring the fact that love's reach and potential are boundless. But what if we dared to expand our understanding of love? What if we recognized love not just as a feeling reserved for a select few, but as a foundational element of all our interactions and connections with people and the world at large? This expansive view of love opens up a realm where love infuses every moment of our existence, promising a life brimming with joy, kindness, and connection. The idea of living a life saturated in love might strike some as a lofty, unattainable goal, yet it's within reach, achievable through simple everyday acts and adjustments in perspective. Real Love serves as a guide on this journey, drawing from the author's personal experiences as well as those of her friends and students. It offers practical insights and tactics for deepening our relationships, not just with others, but with ourselves and the world around us. In exploring the pages of Real Love, you'll delve into the significance of being an ethical narrator of your own life stories, the paradox of how acknowledging our smaller, pettier impulses can lead to broader, more genuine love, and the surprising discovery that simply gazing at trees can awaken deeper compassion within us. Welcome to the journey toward a life where love is not a fleeting emotion, but a constant guiding presence. Part 1. The Power of Perception, Crafting Our Self-Image Through Stories. Imagine for a moment that the very essence of who you are is influenced, constructed, and occasionally misconstrued by the stories you tell. It's a bewildering thought, isn't it? After all, who better to narrate the tale of your life than you? Yet it's a universal truth that our perceptions of our own lives are as fallible as they are formative. The brain, our own personal scriptwriter, tirelessly weaves narratives to bring order to the chaos of our experiences. These narratives, complete and compelling, guide our understanding of the world. However, they're not always rooted in reality. Take, for example, a child who, after a frightening encounter with a dog, concludes that all dogs are a threat. This single narrative thread can color every subsequent interaction with dogs, regardless of the actual circumstances. Our stories have profound effects not only on how we interpret the world around us, but also on our self-perception. Consider Diane, who, after a broken engagement, sees herself through the lens of being unlovable. This view wasn't shaped in isolation, but was a continuation of a narrative Diane had internalized since her youth. It became her truth, despite not being the entirety of her story. Our narratives are also influenced by those around us, family, friends, and society at large. Gus's story is a testament to this. Growing up with four boisterous brothers in Montana, Gus's quiet love for books and music set him apart. He was labeled the odd one out, his passions misunderstood by his more outdoorsy family. Yet, through the affirming narrative provided by his Uncle Don, who celebrated his sensitivity as a gift, Gus's self-perception shifted from isolation to acceptance. This change illustrates the dual nature of stories. They can confine us, but they can also liberate us. Acknowledging our role as unreliable narrators in our own lives empowers us to question and, when necessary, rewrite the stories we tell ourselves. Diane, for instance, was able to transform her narrative of unlovability by embracing mindfulness and self-compassion. As we navigate the narratives that shape our perceptions, we uncover the potential to reimagine ourselves not as prisoners of our past, but as authors of our own evolving stories. Part 2, Embracing the Storm, Finding Happiness Through Our Darkest Emotions. It's a scenario many of us know all too well, bottling up feelings of anger, frustration, or hurt, only to have them erupt uncontrollably later on. This tendency to shy away from confronting our more difficult emotions, though instinctive, ultimately narrows our emotional range and contributes to our unhappiness. Counterintuitive though it may seem, it is through facing our uncomfortable and painful emotions head-on that we can end our suffering, not by avoiding them. Sharon Salzberg, author and meditation teacher, learned this profound lesson in the wake of her friend's suicide. During a meditation retreat, she minimized her grief, reluctant to confront the full extent of her sorrow. Only when the retreat leader encouraged her to let her guard down and cry was she able to liberate herself from the chains of sadness. Salzberg's initial hesitation wasn't solely due to her grief. She was also embarrassed to display her vulnerability before someone she admired. This scenario underscores a common experience. Difficult emotions, particularly shame, often lead to isolation because we fear being judged as flawed or unworthy of love. The irony is that shame can command our lives even when its roots lie in situations over which we have no control. Take the example of Patty, who grew up with the secret shame of her parents' alcoholism hanging over her, fearful of being ostracized by her peers if they were to discover her family's struggles. Patty carried this heavy burden silently, allowing it to erode her self-esteem despite her academic achievements and loyalty to friends. Overcoming such challenging emotions isn't simple, but it's necessary for healing. By acknowledging and exploring these feelings instead of suppressing them or rushing to forgive and forget, we can begin to heal our deepest wounds. Meditation and mindfulness offer pathways to this internal exploration, leading us towards forgiveness and, ultimately, freeing us to love and find joy once again. Salzberg's journey through heartache to healing illuminates this pathway vividly. Left feeling abandoned after losing both of her parents by the age of 9, she carried significant emotional scars into adulthood. It was during a moment of meditation that the deep-seated loneliness of her childhood resurfaced. Yet by facing this emotion instead of pushing it away, Salzberg realized that her capacity for love remained undiminished. This revelation allowed her to view her parents with a new sense of compassion and forgiveness. Difficult emotions are integral to the human condition. Accepting and embracing them is not a sign of weakness, but of strength. It is through this acceptance that we can reconnect with ourselves and others, paving the way for genuine self-love and enriched relationships. Part 3, Building Bridges with Kindness, The Foundation for Genuine Connection. Picture a moment of disconnect. You're sitting across from your partner sharing a coffee, and you notice they seem miles away. Suddenly, a voice whispers insidious thoughts. She's losing interest. Soon she'll fall out of love. It's easy to succumb to these internal narratives, especially when communication falls short and emotions fill in the gaps with their own stories. In the dance of relationships, clarity often eludes us. We speak in half-truths and assume the other person will decode our silences and subtleties. This leaves a fertile ground for misunderstandings to flourish, as our partners might mistakenly interpret these silences through a lens marred by insecurity or doubt. The antidote to this cycle of misinterpretation lies in the practice of kindness. Kindness serves as a gentle reminder of our worthiness and encourages us to consider alternative stories. Maybe your partner's distraction stems from workplace pressures rather than waning affection. By extending kindness, inquiring sincerely about their well-being, you dismantle your own fears while providing support. This simple act of reaching out nurtures the connection that is fundamental to real love. The Gottman Institute, renowned for its exploration into the dynamics of successful relationships, underscores the primacy of kindness in ensuring marital harmony. Through meticulous research, they've discovered that kindness not only predicts relationship longevity, but also holds the power to diffuse conflicts. Instead of yielding to impulses that may wound our partner, we're encouraged to express our discomfort in ways that invite understanding rather than confrontation. However, embracing kindness, particularly amid discord, requires deliberate effort and mindfulness. Defensiveness, a common barrier to open dialogue, springs from a deeply ingrained sense of what we perceive as fair. Yet the concept of fairness, as Sharon Salzberg suggests, needs a fresh perspective. Embracing a willingness to begin again reshapes our interactions from a series of transactions into a collaborative journey. In steadying our relationships on this foundation, we move beyond the tit-for-tat metrics of fairness to a more inclusive approach. Recognizing that conflict resolutions are not one-size-fits-all, and that supporting each other's well-being is paramount, fosters a partnership rooted in love and mutual respect. This shift in mindset transforms the relationship into a shared venture, a co-sponsorship aimed at enhancing our collective experience of life, steering it away from rivalry and towards a harmonious coexistence. Part 4: Navigating the Spaces Between, the Secret to Relationship Harmony. It's a familiar scenario, sitting uncomfortably in an overheated car, choosing to endure rather than adjust the temperature for fear of compromising your partner's comfort. This moment represents a broader challenge within relationships. The delicate task of managing the spaces, both literal and figurative, that define our connections with those closest to us. These spaces are filled with our perceptions, assumptions, and often our sacrifices. Consider Bill's story. His decision to immerse himself in every aspect of his wife's life was a means to bridge the gap between them. Yet, when faced with his wife's desire for a solo adventure, Bill confronted the truth. His actions were more about fulfilling his own needs than hers. By voicing his feelings and respecting her wishes, their relationship was strengthened, not strained. Bill's experience illustrates how relationship spaces, when filled with honesty and mutual respect, lay the groundwork for personal growth and deeper intimacy. However, these spaces can easily turn into battlefields marked by resentment and misunderstanding. The Gottman Institute, led by psychologists John and Julie Gottman, has deeply explored the dynamics of these relationship spaces through decades of research. They found that couples embroiled in constant criticism and defensiveness not only nurtured unhappiness, but also bore the burden of physical stress. Yet, it's not the absence of conflict that defines a thriving relationship, but the manner in which disagreements are handled. The Gottmans discovered that successful couples navigate conflicts with an underlying belief in their partner's positive intentions. This perspective fosters emotional safety, allowing for disagreements to be expressed without contempt or hostility. Such emotional safety is so critical to relationship health that it enables the Gottmans to predict with near-perfect accuracy which relationships will flourish. These insights reveal a powerful truth. While individual needs and fears ensure there will always be spaces in our relationships, it's how we choose to fill these spaces that counts. Approaching these spaces with transparency, kindness, and a respect for personal boundaries paves the way for a more secure and loving connection. Through this lens, we learn that it's possible to maintain our individuality while forging deeper bonds. turning spaces of potential discord into platforms for mutual growth and understanding. Part 5. Embracing Imperfection, the Path to Authentic Connection. It's a common reflex, the urge to don a superhero cape and save those we love from their sorrows and struggles. While this impulse comes from a place of love, the reality is that attempting to fix the problems of others often does more harm than good. This approach can saddle our loved ones with the added burden of living up to our expectations, amplifying their stress instead of alleviating it. But distancing ourselves isn't the answer either. When a close friend of Sharon Salzberg fell ill, the wisdom she received was not to swoop in with unwarranted advice, but simply to be with her friend. This act of being present, without the pressure to provide solutions, can offer the solace and support a suffering person truly needs. Letting go of expectations isn't just a kindness we extend to others, it's also a gift to ourselves. The belief that we must always be strong or completely self-reliant prevents us from experiencing the fullness of love that comes from true connection. By acknowledging our own vulnerabilities, we open ourselves up to the support and compassion of those around us. Consider the story of Siben, who, after being diagnosed with cancer, felt compelled to prove her resilience. It was only when she relinquished the facade of invincibility and sought assistance that she discovered the depth of love and support her community was eager to provide. This shift not only lightened her burden, but also strengthened the bonds between her and those she cared about. Many of us harbor fantasies about ourselves and the role of others in our lives. This is particularly true in the quest for the magical other, a concept rooted in the belief that there exists a perfect someone capable of mending our broken parts and rendering us complete. Such expectations place an untenable weight on our relationships, constantly chasing an ideal that remains perpetually out of reach. The truth, however, is that genuine connection and healing come from letting go of these unrealistic expectations. By embracing our own imperfections and releasing others from the obligation to complete us, we step into a space where mutual understanding and acceptance can flourish. This realization fosters deeper, more meaningful relationships that are anchored in reality rather than fantasy. Just as a parched riverbed welcomes the rain, opening our hearts to the imperfect nature of love and connection invites a deluge of possibilities for healing, forgiving, and for forging genuine ties that are built on the foundation of mutual respect and understanding. Part 6. From Envy to Elation, Cultivating Sympathetic Joy in Our Lives. It's a familiar sensation, that twinge of jealousy when someone else's fortunes shine brighter than our own. Seeing others achieve what we've been striving for or exhibiting talents we wish we possessed can often trigger feelings of inadequacy. It leads us into believing that love, success, and talent are scarce commodities, unfairly distributed. Yet, there is a transformative approach that allows us to revel in the happiness of others, enriching our own lives in the process. This approach is known as sympathetic joy, and it requires us to shift our perspective from envy to elation at another's fortune. The journey starts with introspection. Understanding the root of our jealous feelings often uncovers deep-seated insecurities or unmet desires. Take the example of the writer who wrestles with feelings of envy upon hearing of his friend's acclaimed novel. On closer examination, he might recognize these feelings as a reflection of his own doubts about his work. The next step toward cultivating sympathetic joy involves practicing self-compassion. Rather than berating ourselves for harboring feelings of jealousy, we approach our feelings with kindness and patience. For some, injecting a dose of humor into this self-reflection can be a useful tactic. Acknowledging our petty side can help lighten the mood and pave the way for a change in outlook. Armed with self-compassion, we can then challenge the scarcity mindset. By questioning the belief that opportunities for love, success, or achievement are limited, we open up to the possibility that the world is abundant with these treasures. This shift in thinking is a crucial step toward experiencing sympathetic joy. Once we embrace the idea that joy is not a finite resource but a boundless spring that can be shared, we create space in our hearts to genuinely celebrate the successes of others. This transformation not only amplifies our own happiness but also strengthens our bonds with those around us. Research supports the power of sympathetic joy in nurturing relationships. A study conducted by psychologist Shelley Gable at the University of California, Santa Barbara, revealed that a partner's enthusiastic response to positive news has a more significant impact on the relationship's health than their support during tough times. Therefore, by choosing to share in our partner's joys, like celebrating a promotion as if it were our own, we not only enrich our relationships, but also discover a deeper wellspring of joy within ourselves. Part 7, Unlocking Connection, The Art of Mindful Attention in Everyday Life. There you are, standing in line at the grocery store, mind racing with the day's tasks, barely aware of your surroundings. Unbeknownst to you, the cashier smiles warmly as you pay, a missed opportunity for a small but meaningful exchange. This scenario illustrates a common modern dilemma: being physically present, but mentally elsewhere, thus forfeiting moments of connection that could enrich our daily lives. In the whirlwind of daily responsibilities, it's all too easy to operate on autopilot, missing the chance to both give and receive gestures of kindness that are the building blocks of connection. Yet, these moments of connection don't have to be grand gestures directed only towards those we know and love. Consider Chloe, reeling from a heartbreak, whose public display of vulnerability on a Manhattan train led to a simple yet deeply comforting act of kindness from a stranger. This moment of compassion not only shifted Chloe's spirits, but also exemplifies how extending kindness can broadly enhance happiness for both giver and receiver. Navigating the terrain of human relationships often means encountering individuals we may not immediately feel drawn to. Yet, distilling a person's essence to a single unfavorable trait can blind us to the intricate tapestry of commonalities and interconnections that bind us. This short-sightedness was challenged when a writer friend of Sharon Salzberg's attended a dinner at a Midwestern university. There, his unfounded assumptions about a seemingly unassuming guest were turned on their head when she shared her passion for Proust. His initial judgment had almost cost him the recognition of a shared interest, a moment of connection lost to bias. Prejudice and fear further complicate our ability to see others clearly. The story of Roby Damelin, an Israeli mother whose grief mirrored that of Palestinian mothers, poignantly demonstrates that beneath the surface of our perceived differences lies a shared humanity, capable of transcending the deepest of divides. By actively engaging with the world and the people around us, shedding quick judgments, and embracing the points of similarity rather than difference, we not only open ourselves to unexpected connections, but also to a deeper sense of compassion. This journey of mindful attention doesn't just permit fleeting moments of happiness, it cultivates a world where love and understanding flourish, transforming the mundane into the extraordinary. Part 8, Embracing the Now, How Awareness Unveils Everyday Joy. It's a thought pattern many of us fall into, postponing our happiness until we reach the next big milestone, that ideal job, home, partner, or other significant achievement. Yet the essence of profound happiness lies not in these grand accomplishments, but in the sum of small, everyday moments and the full spectrum of our emotions, even those we often try to avoid. Our pursuit of happiness can sometimes lead us to suppress feelings like anger, hoping to dodge discomfort or disagreement. This strategy, however, is self-defeating. Take the example of living with a disorganized roommate, where unspoken irritation over perpetual messiness festers until it becomes unbearable. Acknowledging this frustration is the first step towards addressing the issue constructively, which in turn paves the way for real happiness by resolving underlying tensions. Not all frustrations stem from interpersonal dynamics. Sometimes they're born from the gap between our expectations and reality. The key to surmounting these moments is to embrace life wholeheartedly, viewing it as an adventure to be cherished in all its unpredictability. Sharon Salzberg recalls a missed opportunity to capture a fleeting rainbow due to her outdated phone. This initial disappointment was transformed into appreciation when, moments later, her attention was drawn to the beauty of the pink skied aftermath by passing observers. It was a vivid reminder to let go of what could have been to fully embrace the present. This sense of wonder not only deepens our connection with the world, but also with those who share it with us. Research by Paul Piff and Dasha Keltner from the University of California illustrates this beautifully. Through an experiment, they demonstrated that students who spent a moment admiring towering eucalyptus trees displayed a greater inclination to help a stranger compared to their peers who had been staring at a mundane building. A single minute of awe had the power to inspire compassion towards another. Remaining curious about our surroundings, the people we share them with, and our own emotional landscape reaffirms our place within the vast, diverse tapestry of life. Recognizing that abundance, joy, and wonder are omnipresent, not just in grand achievements but in the everyday, invites a continuous stream of happiness into our lives. It is through this lens of abundance we can truly thrive, finding contentment in the journey itself rather than just the destination. Final summary. At the heart of our shared human experience is love, not merely as a fleeting sentiment, but as an actionable guide that can illuminate our daily lives. This journey towards a more loving existence hinges on several critical insights that beckon us to look inward and extend our gaze outward with equal measure. Firstly, the narratives we construct about our lives wield significant power over our self-perception and emotional well-being. Whether these stories emerge from our internal dialogue or are influenced by the perceptions of those around us, recognizing their impact is crucial. By challenging these narratives and embracing a more compassionate self-talk, we open the door to personal growth and stronger connections with others. Embracing our full emotional spectrum, including those emotions we often wish to avoid, is another vital step on this path. Acknowledging and confronting feelings such as anger or jealousy allows us to move through them constructively, leading to deeper happiness and fulfillment. Conflicts and disagreements are inevitable in our relationships, but it is our response to these moments that defines the quality of our connections. Approaching disagreements with kindness, empathy, and a willingness to understand can transform potential rifts into opportunities for mutual growth. Our expectations of ourselves, of others, and of life itself can also serve as barriers to genuine connection and joy. By letting go of these predetermined notions and embracing the world with openness and curiosity, we foster a sense of belonging and compassion that transcends individual differences. Every interaction and every moment presents an opportunity to practice love, to extend kindness, and to cultivate a sense of interconnectedness with the world around us. It is through intentional actions, mindful exploration of our emotions, and a heartfelt embrace of life's vast tapestry that we can truly experience the abundant joy that each day offers. In essence, love is more than an emotion relegated to a select few relationships. It is a dynamic force that, when nurtured and shared, has the power to transform our lives and the lives of those around us. By committing to this practice of love, we unlock the potential to create meaningful relationships and unearth the boundless happiness that waits within every moment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.